We make much of poetry. We have poetry here every morning at 9 o'clock. There's a lot said about poetry in Spokane and a range of poetry in Spokane, from the Slam Poetry Festival, the national one that came here a few years ago, to many, many other aspects of poetry. Gonzaga is bringing in a poet a week from tonight, and many other things. And so Dennis Held, himself both a poet and a fierce advocate for poetry. I hope you brought your fierce advocacy, Dennis.
Not sure I can put fierce and poetry in the same.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's just kind of launch right in on the idea of the beginning of this new effort called Spokane Poetry Showcase.
Well, we're really blessed in Spokane with a lot of great writers, prose writers as well as poets. And it's true that poetry is having a moment both in Spokane as well as around the country. A lot of that has to do with spoken word poetry, which I think is partly just a sense that people have that the human connection is missing in a lot of our communications, our conversations, and sometimes even in our arts. So listening to poetry read out loud, it has its benefits in a number of ways, in that poetry is meant to be heard. One of the central aspects of poetry that makes it different from other kinds of writing is that its attention to sound is really important and becomes part of how the poem conveys its message. There's two different parts to any message. There's the content, and then there's how it's delivered. And when you put those together, that's your message. And poetry means to put together our thoughts and our feelings. And our feelings can be really difficult to sort out, especially given the kinds of times we're in right now, where truth seems somewhat malleable if you listen to those in charge. And so I just thought it'd be a good time to bring a poetry series out that would present poets who are really at the top of their game, mature poets reading from their own work.
And so that is the essence of the Spokane Poetry Showcase debut, which is this Sunday, October 14th at 7 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church. So four poets at the top of their game, as you say, what's in your mind when you look to find four poets to present all in the same evening?
Well, one thing is there's an embarrassment of riches here in mm-hmm. Spokane. And there are also venues for people to read, which is a delight. Last week, there were like three different days where I had to go, no, I can't go to that poetry event. There's another poetry event going on. There may be hope for all of us. You know, if 10 years ago you sat in Spokane and thought, I'd like to go to a poetry reading, oh, here's one next month, you know. But we really have a lot around. So you do have to kind of think about the program you're putting together. So what this turned into was a reading of spirited women. Women of spirit, as expressed in a number of different ways. One most directly, we're going to have Reverend Linda Wittenberg, Lynn Rigney Schott, Lisa Conger, and Zan Agzigian. And we'll have a couple of poems by two of those poets in a little bit here. But I'd like to tell you a little about the poets who are coming, especially Reverend Wittenberg, who many Spokane residents probably know from her connections to the Universalist Unitarian Church, which is where the readings are going to be held, up there on Fort Wright Drive near Spokane Falls Community College, just to the west. She lives in New Mexico now. But she was ordained here in Spokane and has been a UU minister for a long time and a serious writer. She's here to support her new book of poetry called Stone by Stone, and it's her fifth book. I went to the YouTube site that has some of her poetry and her reading it. It's outstanding stuff. And it's not the sort of dry, removed poetry that some people are mistaught as poetry, and especially as academic poetry. I remember in seventh grade, Mrs. Bowles would read a poem, you know, Ozymandias. And yes, she sounded like Margaret Hamilton, the Wicked Witch of the West. And she had red wires on top of her head instead of hair. And she hated children and she hated poetry, you could tell. And she said, all right, who's going to read it? And nobody would read it. She'd read it. and she'd say, what does it really mean? And you'd have to guess. And, you know, poetry was this sort of mystical thing that nobody understood, but it could be about anything. But usually it was about how soon we're all going to die next, you know. Gosh, how come I didn't fall in love with poetry, you know? But there's a lot more to, especially contemporary poetry. And Linda Wittenberg, I think, is one person who brings that out. Mm-hmm. And especially, I think, in these times of the Kavanaugh hearings, it's a good idea to just sit down, listen to someone who has thought deeply. What I like about poetry is it helps us understand things that are difficult to understand, especially our emotions. Emotions don't happen in words. They happen in our bodies, and we find words later to approximate them. I heard one poet called, this is, our subject is the effing ineffable, you know. It's the things that are hard to write about. And she's a great poet of the natural world, and she is anything but a stiff proponent of any kind of way of looking at the world.
Mm-hmm. So that's Linda Wittenberg.
That's Linda Wittenberg.
And as you say, somebody people will remember from when she was the UU minister here a couple decades ago.
Yeah, and I would add she's going to read Friday night from her poems also at the church, and she'll be delivering the sermons there on Sunday morning. Next person I'm going to tell you a little about, a lot of people in Spokane probably don't need an introduction to, and that's Lisa Conger. And after I tell you a little bit about her, we'll listen to one of her poems and shut me up for a minute. Mm-hmm. Lisa has led a poetry service at the UU Church for almost 20 years. This April, her poem Lilac City Promise was published in the Spokesman Review. Her writing encourages compassion, which has always been part of who Lisa Conger is. She's a certified therapist and has her MA in psychology and works with the medical community here in Spokane since 2000 to help medical professionals deal with the difficult emotions that come about from their work through poetry. So let's listen to Lisa Conger's poem, Lilac City Promise.
And this was one that we had on the Poetry Moment a few months ago.
Lilac City Promise by Lisa Conger. It begins with an epigraph from Lawrence Durrell. A city becomes a world when one loves one of its inhabitants. A Seattle restaurant posts this sign: we reserve the right to serve only those in love, those who have been in love, or those who want to be in love. And I want Spokane to adopt this idea as a Lilac City promise. If you don't already have loved ones around, or even if you do, pick someone out at the STA Plaza. The single mom struggling with child and stroller. The older couple standing in line at the Bing. Or ahead of you, the teen with the tats at the knitting factory. Love them. Love them all. Look the homeless man in the eye. Greet him as a neighbor. Send each one an out of season but continually welcome Valentine of compassion. Just what could this world be coming to? I'm Lisa Conger.
And that was her poem, Lilac City Promise. So that's Linda Wittenberg, Lisa Conger. Lisa, by the way, and I want to say about Lisa, she came along just as we were trying to figure out what to do with poetry in a post-Garrison world, as you did, Dennis. And she brought some poems, and that really started propelling us toward the Poetry Moment. It was a really great moment for us.
Lisa's all about getting people to poetry that have been on the outside of it, maybe, and I think that's a welcome change. You know, I'm not the only one who is misled about what mm-hmm. poetry and how it works. You need a good teacher, and there's no better way to introduce the next poet who will be reading there. Lynn Rigney Schott taught up in Kettle Falls for 2 decades, taught high school creative writing and literature, was just a solid rock in that community, still is very well respected up there, is politically active. Her daughter Maggie down here is an attorney who works at Gonzaga with civil rights issues, an amazing woman. And Lynn has a book called Light Years that is a collection of her whole life's worth of poetry that came out last year through Grey Dog Press. Grey Dog Press printed it, and Hawk and Handsaw Press was the publisher of it. Here's a little poem by Lynn called Halves. Half full or half empty, fickle and greedy, I can turn music to crows given a small chance. Nature abhors a vacuum, we say, yet the rose eventually bleeds. The day turns into its shadow. Waking, we wonder, which is the dream? Half a man stands in a doorway, watching half a woman depart. What was it he wanted? They live by glimpses, are guilty of little else, though you could say they failed the moon. They broke the river's heart. You could say it was the winter or the half-light. Halfway to her house, his tracks turned in the perfect snow. I go on saying I'm alive, half grateful for any reminder. The kiss that begins to resemble a small scar, or the thirst drawn right from the well, or the thought that one might really die laughing. That was Halves by Lynn Rigney Schott from her book Light Years.
And then the final of the four poets that you have is a name that we certainly hear here on Spokane Public Radio and a good friend of many of us.
Zan Egzigian is a great poet, playwright, and if anybody's an arts advocate and has been in Spokane for a long time, it's Zan. She supervised a reading series at Mootsie's Tavern that ran for 12 years, I think. And it was really the link that brought the sort of rough and tumble, gritty, street level poetry to inside, you know, where people could hear it, and presented it on the same stage with people who had academic degrees, you know, whatever your background. And I'll tell you what, that street poetry of Spokane, it's a shorthand, obviously, but people who maybe are self-trained in poetry, the way an outsider visual artist is self-trained, that is a lot of the energy that is to be found in Spokane, and it brings the connection from the MFA degree over at Eastern, which, you know, Zan has one of those, all the way back to, you know, anybody who's writing a rhyming poem about stumbling down Sprague Avenue, which was one of the great poems I remember hearing there. Zan, as you alluded, Vern has a program here on KPBX called Sound Space every Sunday from 9 to 11. And Zan is also known as being the primary caregiver of Itsy, or perhaps it's the other way around. Itsy Bitsy is a great little dog that is nothing but love and comes up to the station quite a bit. I think we have a poem by Zan here queued up. And although it's a spring poem, it'll give you a good sense of her connection to the land and to the language.
Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Zan Egzigian, reading my own poem, Body and Soul, Spring Writing to Coltrane. Overlook the city, sun-blind day up high where birds fly off the eighth floor, my soul willing, Riesling chilling in the fridge, waiting for the mouth of one soul, I dare ring my phone. A cigarette caressed desire to be filled with fullness spilling over, a guitar lies on its side, my body unplayed, the throat without the heart and guts of it renewed, a song left hidden, unsung, intangible, I unsing my own song. Traffic up and down, the streets dance, people holding hands. In alleyways, reflections from the rooftops. Currents blow some windows, smiles open. How can it tell what to open with one tree next to another, springing blossoms? Green on green, leaves hugging unpulled curtains. One house closes up tight with secrets. Heavy bass now penetrates the bay, so gray with sun as my hands drum, strike a match for incense. I watch. A squirrel jumps chimneys straight across the shabby KFC club roof. Its gray body my gray soul of city, of lake, the soul, myself, the sun, sprung high and wide, extending pigeons from the eighth floor, gutters, eight floors down, a parody of body, of my soul, one floor, that one soul, deeper down. That was Body and Soul, Spring, Writing to Coltrane, by me, Zan Exegian.
And the fourth of the poets, the four poets who will be heard this Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church in the debut of Spokane Poetry Showcase. Dennis Hild, who's with me here, debut implies that it's not a one-off, that it's not going to end forever after the reading on Sunday night.
You know something? I don't know what's... Oh, no. It's a series. Every 2 weeks, same place, same time. October 28th, we're going to bring in some out-of-town writers and let them hear what Spokane's got going on and let Spokane hear what they've got going on. The last reading in this fall series will be November 11th. And we're very lucky that that happens to fall on what is now called Veterans Day, what used to be called Armistice Day, which it was called after the war to end all wars. How's that going for you, humanity? The Veterans for Peace are going to come out Sunday, November 11th. Rusty Nelson, I know Hollis Higgins will be there as well, and a number of other vets. And it's a good time to reflect on our position in the world and whether we need to continue using military force to maintain that position. So they're all poetry readings, and they're also all places for us to get a little deeper into our own thoughts and our own feelings about the world we're living in.
So one more great way that the poetry in Spokane continues to thrive and grow. Thank you, Dennis.
You bet. Thanks, Vern.